We should never compare ourselves to other people. Don't compare your situation, your circumstance, your life to another person. Because there are certain people that have sold their soul. They have come into agreement with the devil. They have made covenants with witch doctors. They have made covenants with soothsayers in order to get some type of materialistic gain or advance in this materialistic, temporary world. Okay? The Bible says in Mark chapter 8, verse 36, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose their soul? You ever wonder why or how certain celebrities that have no talent, that have just become so successful overnight, multimillionaires overnight, and all they do is just get on stage and rap about sex, money, drugs, murder, and they're half naked, shirts off, all these tattoos, and shaking their butts, and there's no real talent. They're using auto-tune and all these things, and they're famous. And yes, there are some people who are talented, but a lot of what we see today is just sexual immorality and violence on the stage with auto-tune. And people are just under a spell, because when you come into a covenant with the devil, he will give you influence. He will give you influence in the world just like this, just as he called Jesus up unto a mountain or on top of the temple. He was like on top of the world, and he said, I will give you all of these things if you bow down to me. Jesus refused, okay? And there are many people that have not refused, but they have accepted that transaction. They have accepted that, and they allowed themselves to be submerged in the palm of the enemy. And this is what's truly happening in Hollywood. Trust me, do not chase influence. Do not chase success, okay? God will give you influence for his name to be glorified if it's his will for your life. You understand me? So let's go ahead and play this video and expose what's really happening in Hollywood amongst all of these people.
Close your eyes and come present in your body. Yeah. Give yourself permission to know the truth. Give yourself permission to know the truth. What are you holding on to?
I sold my soul.
Yes. Let it come out. Let that come all the way out. Let's tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. I sold my soul for what? How about a house, a car, a vacation? What did you sell your soul for?
I sold my soul to have a life that I wanted, that I never had.
Yeah. A material life. Yeah. Let that come out. Come on, you.
And the crazy part is the lady that's speaking, not her, the other lady, is a witch, right? She's been at certain church services where she's consecrating certain people or dedicating certain people in churches. And this lady is a witch, all into that Yoruba, African spirituality stuff. It's unbelievable.
You're doing so good. Let it come all the way out. Good.
And people believe that this is like a form of healing or releasing trauma. It's like, this is therapy. No, it's not. This lady needs deliverance. She needs discipleship, and she needs inner healing. This ain't it.
Good. Yeah, let it come up. This is a major breakthrough for Miss Cherise, recognizing that she gave up any chance at internal happiness in order to get external validation, and that is never the answer. But today, she can choose to be different. They both can.
You know, even the people who are in African spirituality, they serve certain deities and certain gods and whatnot, false gods, where they believe that they'll get certain blessings, certain favors, certain protection. So without them actually knowing, they're selling their souls anyway, because they're coming into agreement with the demon, with the principality. Now you can see, even when people have sold their souls to the devil, or they have come into agreement with evil spirits, they'll get everything they want materialistically, but internally there's no happiness. Because guess what? There's no happiness with the devil. I'm telling you, happiness does not come from materialism, doesn't come from marriage. It doesn't come from the things that are added to your life. It comes from Jesus Christ of Nazareth. These people are crying because their hearts are broken, their souls are torn. Okay, they feel there's a separation between them and God. The Bible says sin separates us from God. When we separate ourselves from the Lord, there will be an absence of peace, absence of inner healing, You will feel lost and not yourself. You will feel captivated. You will feel claustrophobic, like something is just engaging you, that nothing is working within your life, but finances are booming, business is booming, and all these things. And those things can happen by ways of witchcraft, but you will perish with your soul. You will go into hell. You will struggle with your mind. You will struggle with your health in different areas, and money can't buy happiness. I'm telling you, money will not make you happy. It may do some things, but another problem will arise, I promise you.
The thing that I just don't understand is why both of you can't just do this and let it all go.
Because they need deliverance. Because they came and they made a covenant with the devil. You can't just let it go. These are spiritual agreements. And the only way to break out is by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the power of Jesus. You can't just, it don't work like that. It don't work like that. We saw what happened with Michael Jackson and those people that try to speak out. Tupac made an album, Kill Illuminati. When you try to just and expose it and let it, it ain't gonna work out for you.
Because that's ridiculous.
Oh, really?
It's the thought, that's what you want. It is. It's what you want more than anything.
Is what?
Is your identity, your self-respect.
Right. Yeah. And what if?
But that trade-off is so hard. It's like,
if you tell yourself it's hard.
If you put all your weight on one
leg, if you tell yourself you're hard,
you switch, you'll fall. You feel like you're going to fall.
You thought you were doing the right thing staying. What if you're wrong now? What if it really ain't hard? Just got to be willing to do some stuff that you may have thought you didn't want to do.
What's up? Like some witchcraft. Witchcraft, maybe. Right? People need Jesus. I'm telling you guys, there are so many people that are lost. And we're watching all these reality TV shows. We're watching all these movies. These people are broken. We're watching all these people that are successful. They ain't work for it. They came into covenant with the devil. Okay? So this is why the music some of y'all listening to, the movies we watch, the TV shows we're watching, these people have sold their souls to the devil. And what I mean by selling your soul, they have given the devil legal rights. They have made a contract with the enemy. And it's not really about the devil coming to you face to face, but it is an entity or personality or a person that can be some form of a mediator or some form of whatever. And then you go through that person to make the agreement or the covenant. You understand me? And it's sad, man. I'm telling you, it is sad. And I'm okay with the life that I live. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. You know, and in context, when the Bible is talking about all the added things, it's really talking about the things that you need, food, housing, car, the things that you need in life, necessities. It's not talking about a $1 million house. Now, if the Lord has called you to be an influential person or financially stable, you know, that's going to be your added things for your own particular unique life. Some people are called to be president. Some people are called to be this, that. And they have that calling. That jurisdiction, they have that upon their lives. You know what I mean? So don't go and pray and fast for, I want to be a millionaire, Lord Jesus. I want to be a millionaire, when it may not just be the Lord's will for your life. You might have $100,000. You may have $50,000. You may have $10,000, right? But the Lord will always give you what you need, and he will bless you according to the desires of your heart if it is according to his will and if your motives are pure. The Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 3, you ask what you do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives to spend what you get on your pleasures. Now, people who sell their souls, their motives are bad, right? To begin with, because you selling your soul, you must have bad motives because you're just chasing after vanity things. You're chasing after materialistic things, and you are never going to feel like you've arrived because you want more and more and more money, more status, more this. It is a spirit of gluttony. It is a spirit of gluttony. When you sell your soul, a spirit of gluttony will influence you and come upon you as well. These people are filled with demons. I pray for them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because being naive and not knowing the word of God and the gospel will lead you into strange demonic things. It will lead you into shortcuts. The Bible says that a good man's steps are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his ways. So if you're a good man, a good woman, a righteous person, when I mean good, I'm not saying you never killed anyone. I'm talking about if you're living a life that is consistent with God's word, you're living a repentant life daily, dying to self daily. Like Apostle Paul said, I promise you, the Lord will direct your steps, and it will not be a shortcut. It will be a path where you'll go through trials and tribulations, where you'll suffer for Christ, where you'll go through times where you're like, oh Lord, but Abel, you will fulfill your destiny. You will be happy. You will feel fulfilled. Because when you do things the Lord's way, I promise you, happiness, peace will be your portion. So do not ever compromise or try to do pyramid schemes or take any shortcuts, because destruction is coming. Do you understand me? The Bible says many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it's the purpose of the Lord that will stand.